This episode of The Nate Darling Show is radio-friendly. All the funny, none of the cursing. They've gathered all the nonsense from around the world to mock it. This is The Nate Darling Show.
You guys were excellent tonight.
Hey, thanks a lot. We'll see you inside.
Now, here's Nate and the gang.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Sorry we were away last week, but business called. Me away to Vegas. And there was no way we were going to get shows taped last Monday night. I just had too much to do. So
much packing, like this tie or that tie.
And
these shiny shoes or that shiny shoes.
A lot of mental clarity was needed before I left. I could not be frazzled when I went. And it was a good thing because it was Vegas. It was for work, but basically, we started the day at about 7:30 a.m. at the Mixer breakfasts, and then we had seminar stuff all day and meetings and different things, and then we had socializing. And when I say socializing, there are industry get-togethers that we had. There were dinner parties, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The earliest I was done was 11 p.m. So 7:30 a.m. to about 11 p.m. Little later on Thursday night, there was a lot more.
Y'all left the strip club that early?
No strip club, sadly.
Network's got a network, man.
Yeah, we networked pretty much just in the Mirage.
Awesome.
At the bar, I'm sure.
The Mirage.
That's how we're networking at Sapphire's.
By the way, the Mirage is home to the thinnest TP on the strip.
That's a life tip.
Took a couple days to recover from that. That was the biggest thing to recover from in Vegas was that.
That's the worst when cheap toilet paper is used.
I
think I'm probably the one here who knows that even more than you guys do. We use it at every trip.
Every trip.
Yeah.
So I don't know how it goes, man.
It's funny. You know you're married because that's something that a married woman, it knows that men don't use TP every time.
Is that quality is important?
They're your most tender bits. Treat them right.
Treat them right. Exactly.
Why would you do that to yourself?
You might spend 50 to 60 cents extra each trip, but, it's worth it.
It is totally worth it. So,
the biggest thing we come out of Costco with.
Yeah. Literally and figuratively.
And employers know that. Just know, business owners.
We rebelled in our office building because they started using this terrible stuff that was meant to, it was super thin. It was like single ply and it was like air. Like if you looked at it, it just kind of fell off in bits and wispy chunks. But it was also the kind where like, I don't know if they made the tubes smaller so that it didn't pull off. So you had to kind of like manually like turn each one just to get, and every time you pull a scrap, it cut off at the square and it was shred. And it was the worst garbage. It did nothing. And
You know what? The guy
memos were sent.
The guy that orders it probably has his own set that he gets for himself for his bathroom.
gold plated dish.
And he probably realized that he messed up the order. It's probably it's like, oh well, we just have
to get through it.
Yeah, just get through it.
It finally was replaced by the legit stuff.
Good.
Some quilting,
That is very important. So, Christiana, back again for another week. Thanks for sitting in.
Anytime.
Jason and Kareem, as always. Gentlemen.
Sir.
Good to see you.
Yeah, it's been a while. Been 2 weeks.
Yeah, Nate trying to look rugged.
I know. He's trying to look all like buff and everything.
It's 108. It's 108 in Sacramento.
True.
And neither Christiana or I are wearing sleeves.
You got the beard and the bald head and... Get him.
Jason's basically wearing a burka right now.
It's true.
Covered head to toe.
I know. I have my work shoes on, my slacks, two shirts on.
He's protected from the sun, though, so it makes sense.
It's true. It's absolutely true. So we'll get
anybody who's going to be protected, you too would be.
So we'll get to Vegas and other things probably on the Friday episode, but had some very sad news for our little podcast family. Unwilling contributor to the show basically since we launched 5 years ago. It's been 5 years. We are at 5 years for the show.
Yeah.
Huzzah! Gordy Little. The larger-than-life North Country icon has died. It was quite a shock. It happened just last week. He turned 79 on June 15th, And here's what happened. He was rototilling his garden in his backyard.
No.
And if you recall from...
I almost wish I hadn't just read that.
If you recall a lot of his writings, he loved living right on the Saranac River, which flowed through his backyard.
Oh, it's going to be some man in the moon bullshit right now.
So he was rototilling his garden in the backyard at the top of a steep embankment that led to that Saranac River last Wednesday afternoon. That's according to the Clinton County coroner. And one of his sons found him in the water. The rototiller was also in the water. He had apparently fallen backwards into the river. And the machine was found to be in reverse gear when he was hauled out. Yeah. So, yes, it was very sudden. First responders tried CPR all the way to the hospital. He could not be revived. So, really sad day. I was like, that is awful. Even before I found out the details of what happened.
I wish you hadn't have told me the details.
Sorry. You would rather think he just didn't wake up one morning?
Yes.
I mean...
Because the comic in me wants to do all sorts of things with the rest of it.
Yeah, I mean...
Right.
But he's been such a part of the show that I don't want to do that to him.
And you know what? And Gordy is, by all accounts, one of the nicest guys ever. I mean, just a really, really good guy. So, rest in peace, Gordy. We'll have his final little bits column that he wrote coming up at the end of the show in Small Town News. And on the Monday episode, we're going to wrap up the week by one of the local TV stations had his friends give some remembrances of him. So we'll be playing that at the end of the Monday show.
Is this the Let's Make Jason Cry, like, sob on the show show?
Well, the irony of loving being that close to the river and going the way he went is really just something. And it's crazy. I mean, I feel super bad for his wife. But, I mean, you hate to say this because it's kind of cliched, but he did die doing what he loved.
That is true.
Where he loved.
Not at the last, you know, few seconds, but...
That's why I wish I hadn't didn't get the details.
But as any guy who's worked with power equipment will tell you, there's one point or another where you thought, "Oh, I've made a horrible mistake."
Yeah.
And
yeah.
if you're still around to talk about it, you're one of the lucky ones. Yeah. And you know, at 79.
But we can all agree it would have been better if he'd just been out walking, had a nice little non-painful heart attack, and slipped into the beyond.
Yes.
Yeah.
Would be a better way to go.
For the respect that we would like to pay him.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. So I'm only saying this because there are a lot of people who are going to wonder, how did it happen? What happened? And I just think there's a big circle of life because he wrote so often about the river in the backyard and listening to it and the whole thing. And it was just... It's just crazy. You're here 1 minute and you're gone the next. So,
yeah.
Go ahead if you got somebody, tell them you love Jason. I love you.
I love you too, Nate.
I love you.
I love you.
Don't tell your husband I said that.
Hey, speaking of your husband, how is he feeling about the Brexit?
He has a lot of feelings. They're not great.
Oh, so he has very John Oliver like feelings.
Yes, he is not in favor. He was a Bremain, not a Brexit. My father-in-law was the only person in the family who was Brexit. And so he's like in defensive mode.
Sure.
But everybody else voted Bremain. Yeah, it's a weird thing. I don't know that it necessarily really means like everything bad's going to happen over here because they are two different countries with two different populations. But if you look at it in the context of all kinds of ways that people are feeling in Europe that perhaps they should pause before they feel and like just pop open a history book real quick.
Yeah. England's not to be trifled with
and see what happens. No, but I mean, it's across Europe. There's a lot of national sentiments in a lot of countries.
Yeah.
And everybody wants to blame somebody else, but you just can't, I mean, pick whatever tortured metaphor you want, but everybody's connected now. You cannot just put up a wall and pretend like you can do it on your own because you can't do it on your own.
No. You have the Mexicans put up the wall for you.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. One of, yeah.
And in Europe, that's either the Africans or the people from the Middle East.
Right, it's the Turks.
The Turks. Yeah.
And Caicos. No, that's something different.
Rob said
it's
one
a
of
geography
the,
joke.
Rob said one of the most, I guess, profound things when I was talking to him on, was it Sunday?
Yeah, your mandate.
Our mandate.
Yeah.
We were talking about it, and he said that it's like the older people want to protect the young people from what they've seen and what they want. And what they believe is safe and safety for the country. And all the young people have been living with what it is and see how great it is and think that it, know that it's good for what's happening and everything. And they believe in that. And it's just that's basically the issue is that the old people want to protect the country for their children.
Right.
You know.
They have different
but
ideas.
That's the old people that still live in England. From things I've been reading, there's a lot of old people that have moved out of England that are from
There's England. A lot of people in like Portugal who went there to retire who are now fudged because
in Spain.
I gotta save that. Mm-hmm. I pulled out of it.
In Spain.
Yeah.
Like there's a whole community in Spain that's just
they're screwed.
That are just British people. And the thing is, if you are out of Britain for 15 years, you lose your vote. So they didn't even get a chance to vote on this.
No, I don't know about that. You can still put in, I mean, you have to do paperwork and stuff, but you can still request your vote because, I mean, part of the reason that there's a big question mark for these expats who choose to live somewhere else is because of the EU.
Yeah.
They still get medical coverage. There's like reciprocity for that. And they still get to collect their pensions. Well, now what?
Right.
Do they have to go back? Do they have to give up living in a nice place with actual sunshine? I mean, who's going to pay for the vitamin D supplements is my question.
Right. And the place that the article I was reading about the people in Spain, the people in Spain actually want them there because there's actually their source of income.
Oh, yeah. They spend all their pension money there
people.
On food and beer and rent and whatever else. But
yeah.
I think, you know, if you take nothing else away from this, it is another reminder to young people everywhere. Oh my God, vote for the love of God.
Vote.
Because the old people finally have come to understand that it's important to do that.
And there's
they
a
have
lot,
power.
There's a lot of them.
And there's a lot of them.
And they've got all day to go do it.
But there's lots of young people who could vote too. And the young people wanted to remain, just like young people in this country wanted particular candidates for certain parties.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't vote enough, you're not going to get your way.
It's true.
So go. Like, show up. Showing up gives you immense amounts of power.
And knowing what your vote is also and making sure that what you're voting is the correct thing.
Right. Yeah.
I will say this. As someone who would like to take a trip to England, I'm very happy because I'm pretty sure that the dollar will be worth about 2-3 pounds
it's
by the time.
Not that bad. It's 1.33 right now.
Oh,
which
no,
is
it's
down from like 1.65.
It's going to keep going. The dollar is going to be worth more than the pound is what I'm saying.
Maybe.
No, it's already.
No, it hasn't fallen that much. It did fall to a 30-year low, but it hasn't. It's about even with the, ironically, it's about even with the euro now in terms of what you can
keep
get.
Keep on going.
So
keep on going. I got a vacation I want to do.
That part's not great.
I think it's headed that way.
I think the best coverage, though, if you want to watch cheeky American takes on it, would be Full Frontal with Samantha Bee. Did two. Her entire episode this week was fantastic.
Yeah, I've got one of those from in the Monday show.
Oops, I totally knew that because I definitely read and did all my show prep.
It's quite all right.
Sure. definitely.
Got a little bit of that in there. But John Oliver as well. All right, here's the thing that's going on in England that doesn't have anything to do with leaving the EU. It's freak shakes.
What?
Freak shakes. And no two freak shakes are the same.
That sounds like something Jason's into.
Right?
I'm down.
Here are some of the ingredients in a freak shake. Cupcakes, Haribo sweets, chocolate buttons, waffles, Twix bars, and popcorn.
So a blizzard?
Yeah.
It comes with a variety of flavors, including Oreo, strawberry, and salted caramel with Banoffee. I have no idea what that is, because who knows. It's from the Blue Dog Kitchen in Gloucestershire.
Yeah.
And
that's a flurry.
Yeah, it's a McFlurry.
No, the places there's one in the Thomas and I can't think of the name of it.
Vampire Penguin.
Oh, it's
Big Spoon Yogurt.
Not Big Spoon. It's over by Jax. Darn
it. That's Big Spoon.
That's Big Spoon Yogurt.
Yeah, but it's not Big Spoon. Well, Big Spoon is like that too, but it's an ice cream place.
Oh, Cold Stone.
Cold Stone. Cold Stone. Yeah, Cold Stone. Cold Stone does all this stuff.
Well, this originated in Australia and made its way to the UK, which rarely happens. Usually it's only AC/DC that does that.
Oh, somebody from Australia came here, went to Cold Stone, and took it back to Australia. Yeah. Like, ooh, look at why I came up with.
Or it went the other way. Who knows? So the newspaper decided to send a reporter out to do a Freak Shake Saturday. A reporter named Lily, who's holding up, it looks like the biggest alcoholic drink in the world. She went for the Oreo flavored shake, said it was absolutely amazing and even more impressive than she was expecting. She said she won't be able to manage another one for at least another few weeks.
Lily has some huge hands.
That's right. You can't judge. We don't know how she was born. But anyway, British people, take solace in your freak shakes. Meanwhile, in Massachusetts, which fled from England quite some time ago, when Linda Louise Spring couldn't get to sleep on a Thursday night, she took a swig of NyQuil. That's according to a lawyer, saying she wasn't feeling well. And the next day, after his client had been accused of violating her bail conditions by testing positive for alcohol, because it does contain alcohol.
Everybody knows it's got booze in it. That's how it works.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So here's the thing, though. 4 days earlier, Spring, who's 56, was arrested for her third drunk driving charge after a Chicopee police officer saw her allegedly cut off another motorist on Memorial Drive. She insisted it wasn't her fault. He cut me off. It's not like I killed him anyway. That's what she said. The officer was overwhelmed by the smell of alcohol when she came up to him. In addition to operating motor vehicle while under the influence of alcohol, her third offense, she was charged with driving with a suspended license, failure to yield at an intersection, making an unsafe lane change, and following her arraignment, she was released on conditions that she avoid alcohol and submit to random testing. So she went to work Thursday at the Big Y supermarket in Chicopee and returned home. To get to sleep, she needed NyQuil. That was a mistake. The next morning, her blood alcohol level was tested between 0.017 and 0.021. Those are very low readings, consistent with taking alcohol. He said she realized it's something she had to take seriously and asked the judge to give her one more chance. Instead, the judge citing her two drunken driving convictions, revoked her release, and scheduled a pretrial hearing for the middle of July. So you got to know better. There are things that can help you sleep that don't contain alcohol.
You know, she was probably been doing that for a while.
Yeah.
I'm thinking so. Yeah. It's a rough time. It's a rough time all around.
0.017, gosh.
Right? That's almost nothing. Meanwhile, in other sad stories, YouTube's biggest star is infamous for screaming over footage of his video games and making a lot of money doing it, but his neighbors did not really appreciate it. Actually, PewDiePie says he's getting evicted. In fact, he was, from an apartment that he used as a recording studio over the noise he makes while recording videos. We get a little taste of PewDiePie for anybody who isn't familiar.
I'm getting kicked out.
Sad music. Right? We got kicked out. Guy makes millions of dollars playing video games on the internet.
Hey, and welcome to my office. Spent a lot of time making this thing. Look, even the ceiling is covered. Oh, the audio here is so great and soundproof, isn't it? Or is it? Now, listen, there's no news to anyone that my videos are loud, all right? And we spend a lot of time on this room to make sure that I can be as loud as I want and the neighbors don't have to complain about it.
That's
sometimes, however, we shoot in the other room. Let's go to the other room.
And he's walking down the hall.
How do I look? Sometimes we shoot in here because we need a little extra space, you know what I mean? A little bit of extra movement.
No, I don't know what you mean.
So we're aware that this room isn't sound isolated, so we usually just shoot here for an hour. Michael, would you say that's correct?
That's correct.
That is correct.
That's correct.
We shoot here for an hour.
Well, Michael's not going to disagree with him. I mean, it's like when Rush Limbaugh asked his producer, "Isn't that right, Mr. Snerdly? We would never do anything like that." Of course, Mr. Snerdly doesn't have a microphone or anything, so all we—that's right, Mr. Snerdly is nodding. Yes, mm-hmm. That's what's happening.
His real name?
Yes, Mervyn Snerdly.
No, that's not a person.
It is. You
can
Google.
That's not real. No, but I mean, is he like a?
He's his producer. He's African American as well.
Told you there's always one.
But is he like real, or is he like a creation?
No, he actually is real. He's not I have heard him interviewed once in 20 something years. But anyway, so sad news for PewDiePie. He'll have to take the millions he makes playing video games and maybe, you know, buy himself a house.
Get ready for some judging.
Dick.
It's time for Cool or Tool.
All right, first up in Cooler Tools, stunt food, Jason.
Oh, I'm gonna have to say that this is so tool.
Kareem,
because I like the place whose name I couldn't remember, I'm gonna say it's cool.
Christiana,
you know what this has brought up for me is some really deep emotions and frustrations about the fact that Jason didn't bring us tiny ice cream samples this week. Which is Tool.
I thought you were going to say it brought up thoughts of diabetes.
The DBs.
You know, at a certain point, you're just showing off for no good reason. Tool.
Yes.
Up next in Cooler Tool, Massachusetts, Kareem.
The only good thing in Massachusetts is New Edition, so Tool.
New Edition.
Christiana.
Well, I mean, now that you mentioned New Edition, do you know what? My coworker, whenever she says Massachusetts, says Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. So, what's like up with that?
Like she gives up halfway
it's just
through
like
the word?
She, like really willfully leaves out the any sound at all. Massachusetts. Chusesses. Like, she, what is that?
Is your coworker four? Because that's what little kids do.
Massachusetts.
That's right. Fade off.
Anyway, it's fine. Whatever. It's cool, I guess. It's
Jason.
Cool. Oh, Mass is definitely cool. See, you see how I say
Mass holes.
That's why I say Mass, because I don't want to say Massachusetts. You know what I mean?
Massachusetts.
You know, so I just say Mass. Oh yeah, Mass.
No, they're not. They're tools. They think they're better than everybody else in New England.
They're mass holes.
Exactly. They think they're better than everybody in New England. Gosh, they have the funny accent. And do I need to remind anybody of Wahlburgers? And finally in Cooler Tool, gamers. Christiana.
Oh, God. Yeah, they're fine. They're cool, I guess. I want them to still come to any geek comedy shows we do, so that's cool.
Jason.
Oh, well, being a gamer myself and looking to see how I can break into this YouTube, you know, posting your stuff while you're playing the video game, I'm going to say it's total cool. Like, so cool that, like, it's how we wish it was outside right now here in Sacramento. Hmm.
Kareem.
I like to play video games, but I find gamers most of the time to be tools.
Damn it.
That's a fair point. It puts a little monkey wrench in it. You know what? I'm going to have to go with Kareem on this one.
No.
Well, I do. I have to. I mean, I can't be accused of being racist. I'm sorry. I'm torn, so I'm going to side with my black friend Kareem. That's what we do.
Damn it.
That's what we do. Weird. That's going to do it for Cooler Tool. I don't have any opinion either way, really, about gamers. It really depends on the person, because some of them are fine, others of them are jerks. But the fact that they're making millions and millions of dollars, it's now a spectator sport. And it started in Asia, and that's why we should all have a problem with the Asians. Wait, that came out wrong.
Now you do sound racist.
Right? Listen, I have to balance it out. It's a delicate balance and tightrope I walk.
You know, a lot of them, that's the only power they have in their life is a video game.
It's true. It really is. That's what they do. So, you know, if that's what you want to do, great. Doesn't really make a difference to me. I don't get it, but they don't get why I would watch, you know, sports on TV. So
yeah, I'm there.
Are you? Get out.
Sports. Your wife and I watch sports this weekend.
I know, that's what my wife does. Like, she's definitely the guy in the relationship when it comes to stuff like that.
Really? You don't say? That's what happens. All right. Jim McMahon got his honorary black card as he joined a growing list of marijuana advocates amongst NFL players. That's right.
NFL players want to smoke weed? No.
The chorus of football players advocating for marijuana as a medicinal alternative for pain management and concussion therapy is growing louder as five former NFL athletes participated in a panel discussion last week at the Cannabis World Congress and Business Expo at Manhattan's Javits Convention Center. The panel, according to the New York Daily News, was moderated by former Giants defensive lineman Leonard Marshall and included former Bears quarterback Jim McMahon, former Broncos tight end Nate Jackson, former Broncos wide receiver Charlie Adams, and former Jaguars offensive tackle Eben Britton. McMahon, who is dealing with the early dementia, severe headaches, memory loss, and depression, all symptoms associated with too many concussions, believes he would be healthier now if he were allowed to use marijuana instead of pills during his playing career, because marijuana is an effective painkiller and less harmful than opioids, according to him. He said hundreds of thousands of people are dying from painkillers, and there's not one case of people dying from the hemp plant. I don't know that there's not one, but the scale is certainly way on the pill killing side.
Way. Having just watched the, or sitting here right now reading about the Prince tribute from BET Awards.
Yeah.
It is way on that side.
Yeah. I mean.
I
have not stabbed a white woman in a minute.
I mean, sorry, that came out. Sometimes it just doesn't. It's the microphone. I agree. God damn it, I'm out.
The claim that not one person has died from marijuana, I don't know that I buy that, but I would buy that it's way less than have died from even like over the counter stuff like Tylenol.
Well, right. They haven't even really been able to adequately test for how, like, the cancer-causing agents in it and things like that from smoking it and things of that nature. So,
sure.
To say,
right.
You know, I mean.
But they have tested to find out that the cancer healing agents in there actually work.
Yeah, no, the CBD. Yeah, the CBD. I know my research on this. Okay.
Jason's done plenty of independent research.
But, I mean, like, I guess I'm just saying, like, when people make bold statements that don't necessarily have the scientific data to back it up.
I think a lot of those guys have probably done their research, too.
Yeah, true that.
Yeah.
True
so,
that.
You know.
No, and I, believe me, I mean, having had my own issues when I broke my leg with Norcos, I mean, and I didn't even want to have an issue with them. Just when I quit using them after being on them for a year, and this is like down to like one pill a day, even like to a point where it was half a pill a day. And then I'd wait 3 days, and then all of a sudden I'd have nothing but this incredible urge to go to my medicine cabinet and take one of my pills out, and like it was calling me, like it was the craziest, I don't drink anymore,
like a lightsaber,
but calling my name, asking, yeah. So
Jason.
And yeah, so I mean, like, I've never felt anything quite like that before.
I had some of those same pills when I had my wisdom teeth out, but I never had that because, I mean, granted I was on them a much shorter period of time, but I never had any high feeling from them because it hurt so damn bad that all they did was kill the pain.
Well, no, what's crazy about now, this is why they're so dangerous is because it tricks your mind into thinking that you're still in pain. So it's not necessarily even that you're feeling that you're getting high, because I didn't feel like I was getting high on them either. But when I stopped using them, I would have this pain come on that was just like, so it hurt so bad. I was like, you need to take it. And, the research that I've done on this, because I've also done research on that, is that is a common side effect of opiate, like addiction and withdrawal. And like when I called up the lady at the drug recovery, like I was feeling it, and my doctor had not talked to me about this at all. Like they did not go over any of this stuff.
Of course not.
I call up a helpline like for addicts, and I was like, this is what I'm going through right now. And she's like, yeah, that's, you're going through withdrawals. That's typical. It's going to suck for the next 2-3 weeks probably, but you just have to power through it. Get up, walk, do something to get your mind off it. So I smoked weed. And I traded one for the other kind of at that point. And then I also played a lot of video games and I was able to get through with it. But other people in my family have never been so lucky. Mm-hmm. And it's just a horrible, horrible. I'm not saying that it doesn't have its place, but it's a horrible drug that's prescribed way too much.
Yeah, and when you're talking about playing in the NFL or any contact sport like that, in order to keep going over the course of a season, you can't not take something to help deal with the pain.
To dull the pain.
Yeah.
And it's not like it's a performance-enhancing drug.
No.
Yeah, it doesn't give you... It doesn't make you run faster or anything.
Maybe it
that
makes
stuff.
You run slower. You'd be like, it's cool, man. Here, you take the ball. Go for it.
I feel like I'm going fast.
It's fine.
I'm running fast. No, you're not.
There's just a wave of new endorsement deals with like Frito-Lay.
Exactly.
Well,
Little Debbie Snack Cakes helped me get through the Super Bowl. What?
But, I mean, and you've got more and more states that have legalized marijuana, not just for medicinal purposes, but for... recreational use, small amounts for recreational use. But according to the federal government in the U.S., it is still a, was it class one narcotic?
Yeah.
It's
schedule one. Right?
Schedule one. That's what it
is. That's because R.J. Reynolds hasn't figured out how to do it yet.
Well,
and I heard there's supposed to be a vote this year. They're supposed to do something about taking it off that schedule.
Possibly. We'll see how the election goes in November, but there's also a vote in California to make it legal here.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah. So. I'm still shocked that it hasn't passed.
I think that it's a good thing because what's going to happen, I think, is our government's already been preparing, like state government has already been preparing for all the stuff that needs to be in place for when it does become legal, where that didn't happen in Washington. And they had lots of problems.
In Colorado.
And in Colorado, it wasn't that they just took too much money in.
Right.
And they had to get money back. You don't want to do that.
Yeah.
California's not giving any money back.
No, but, I mean, yeah. Depending on how the tax laws were written, they might have to.
Yeah.
So I think the bottom line is if the NFL actually cares about its players, and, you know, that's really debatable. I mean, they've been treated as a commodity. Then they got to look at this and go, hey, marijuana is not going to be something you're going to get suspended for using.
Yeah, they've already dropped the suspension. Like they've already reduced the penalties on it already. So they're already kind of moving towards that way. But I think they're waiting until because of their contract or the NFL's
collective bargaining.
They have to wait for the federal government to say it's legal before they can change. Like, totally get rid of
it. Sure. Well, hopefully that gets taken care of soon, because it would be nice to be able to actually enjoy football guilt-free. Although, no one stopped watching football.
No.
Everybody, you know, Junior Seau and players like him who've ended up committing suicide and having terrible things happen to them from the inside. It's a story that we didn't hear about for a long time. We're hearing about it. NFL's just as popular as ever.
Yeah. I mean, he had 45 good years.
Yeah, right?
No, not good years, great years.
Well, actually, you probably have about 10 or 12 great years, and that's it.
Yeah,
you spend a lot of time getting there, 10 or 12 great years, and then the quick and rapid deterioration.
I'm pretty sure he made up for a lot of stuff in that 10 years.
It's a lot, but, you know, it's still a very sad story. So we'll hopefully make some progress on that. And with that... It is time to go ahead and do this.
And now, the Nate Darling Show takes it to a simpler place. It's time for Small Town News.
This is the very final Gordy Little Bits column from Sun Community News. So, sink it in. Enjoy it, people. Fried bread dough. Does the mere thought titillate your taste buds? Mine are bouncing like an NBA dribble.
Stop it, Gordy.
He did.
Oh.
I haven't had any lately, so I'm long overdue. I wrote this last Sunday as the 50th Katyville Fireman's Parade and Field Day was getting underway. It was cool and windy, but warm hearts and enthusiasm prevailed, and a great time was had by all. I have no clue if they served fried bread dough, but I'll wager there was clam chowder. I recall in the olden days it was magically prepared by the late Jughead Devon and my friend Goose Sorrell. Only a few can make it that delicious. On the other hand, fried bread dough is simple to make. However, it always tastes better at a fireman's field day church bazaar, county fair, or carnival, and it's never tasted better than what's dripping with real North Country maple syrup. Like others of you, some will actually admit it, I spend too much time on my favorite social media, usually before sunrise every day. It begins with my posting of the temperature and sky conditions outside our Morrisonville house on the Saranac River.
No.
Like reading this fine newspaper from cover to cover each week, it puts me in touch with the pulse of the community. It also gives me lots of ideas for the column. Case in point was a recent discussion of fried bread dough. The writer is obviously a person of good taste. They prefer their fried bread dough with maple syrup or dusted with powdered sugar. My mouth is watering. Question of the day was, what did you call it growing up? Some listed dough gods or gobs. Others remembered fifis. Others called them knots or newts. Those of French-Canadian extraction remembered variations on the theme. One that also sticks in my mind from north of the border is beaver tails. I have seen them referred to as Johnny Joes as well. I wish my childhood recollections could add to that list, but in my house it was simply fried bread dough. Kay doesn't remember her mother ever serving it back in the day, but she herself made lots of it for our family. Mostly it started life as the prepared bread or pizza dough you can buy in almost any grocery store. I scoured the internet and saw such localized names as Doughboys, Fry Bread, Flying Saucers, Scones, Elephant Ears, and many others. I have eaten something different but similar called beignets in New Orleans. Other regions of the country and many other places have their own variations. Besides the deep fried, the dough, many kinds of toppings are favored. I'll stick with real maple syrup or powdered sugar. I have spoken with friends who will top their fried bread dough with nothing but honey. Whatever floats your boat. Pass the syrup, please. That's it.
Peace out, Gordy.
So, might I ask all of you, if you're at your local fair or carnival, and you're going up to the fried bread dough, just give a little look up and think about Gordy Little as you're sinking your teeth into the first bite. So, going to miss you, Gordy, for a lot of reasons, but a big, big part of the show is now gone. So, not much you can do about it. Life moves on, and then you fall in the river.
Thanks, Gordy.
Yes, thank you indeed. I think everybody loved Gordy, you know, except for Ted Sampson. He was kind of a jerk about it.
Even after he gave him that typewriter, too.
That's true. This is a terrible thing. Anyway, that's going to wrap up this edition of the Nate Darling Show. We hope you enjoyed it, even though there was a little bit of sad news in there as well. We'll be back on Friday with a fresh new episode for you. Until then, enjoy something that I'm sure Gordy Little played on the radio many times. This is Pilot and Magic. Never been away.
Thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.